Welcome back to the 2026 Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix presented by Lear. This is Jamie Edmonds, not Paul W. Smith, but I've really enjoyed this assignment. This is where I feel at home at the Detroit Grand Prix. And you know who else feels at home here? Scott McLaughlin, talking about how he likes the track.
I mean, I love this track. I've always loved street circuits, so I feel like a strength of mine is street circuits, so I do love I love coming here. Yeah, and our cars traditionally have been really good, and I think that's a part and parcel of the reason why I like street circuits. So we'll see how we go.
Does that make you feel good, Bud Danker, that the drivers like coming here? They like driving on this street circuit? Of course, chairman of the Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix presented by Lear.
Well, I do like to hear that, especially from Scott McLaughlin, one of the Team Penske drivers. So he's got to, now he's got to back it up.
But wait, does he have to say that because he's a Penske driver?
It's probably a good thing to do that. he's in the shadows of Chevrolet's headquarters right here, General Motors headquarters, and in Roger Penske's city. So it's probably be smart of him to say that.
How is the track from your point of view? The IndyCar guys are going to come out about 3 o'clock to see for themselves.
Yeah, you know, I've got some. The word I got from the drivers yesterday, the drivers all do a walk around for an hour yesterday. They did it, and they said it's the best look this track has ever looked. And if you look at it now, we've done a lot of painting around the track, much like you saw at some of our races in Arlington, Texas, where we spruced it up and put a lot of red, white, and blue around the track to celebrate our country's anniversary. You're going to see it here. But also, if you look, I just look over my shoulder here, I see the riverfront that we're so lucky to have around us. We're racing along the riverfront of Detroit River. Mm-hmm. And to have that here and have Canada across the river, remember, we're only one of five cities in the U.S. that have an urban race. A lot more people want to say that, but they can't. We're one of five. Let's not take that for granted.
Yeah, it's a beauty, and it's the weather is totally cooperating for this race weekend, and they zoom past here, past the Rensen, and past all the restaurants where people will be packed this weekend. I mean, it's idyllic.
It is idyllic, and, you know, Belle Isle was great, but Belle Isle was pretty exclusive. You had to get on a bus. You had to go across the bridge. You had to get on a bus to go back. Here, people come down. They park for the day. They go to the restaurants, the bars, the hotels, the casinos. That's why the economic benefit went from $50 million on Belle Isle to over $100 million by on the streets of Detroit. $100 million will be spent this weekend through the region. And by the way, we're doing this every year, not once every 30 or 40 or whatever it may be for a Final Four. We're here every single year. Don't take that for granted either.
Right. And you were giddy almost when you sat down because the grand premiere is tonight. And a lot of money is raised for some really great charities. The tent has widened from the Belle Isle Conservancy to a couple others, and you're going to raise a lot of money tonight, hopefully, if things go as you were talking about.
Yeah, we will. We thank you, Jamie. We've got a great sold-out premiere tonight. It sells out in a matter of days every time we announce it at the Hudson's building with General Motors headquarters, and we'll have 450 people gathered. We have raised over $9 million for five local charities, and we're going to raise over $1 million again tonight. I am so proud to have breakfast with the five charities about 4 months ago and gave them each a check of six figures. You know, the Pope Francis, right, the Detroit Safety Foundation, the Boys and Girls Clubs of Southeast Michigan, Belle Isle Conservancy, Detroit Conservancy, they're all going to benefit from tonight's benefit. And that's the byproduct of having our race. It's great. It's cool to have all this action in the Motor City. But think about what we're giving back to charity, giving back to kids, giving back to STEM education. That all happens because of having the race here. We shouldn't lose sight of that either.
Right, and I had Racing for Kids. They go into the hospitals, the drivers do, when they're here, and then that's a benefit for the sick kids and the families that are there, too. I mean, there's a lot of good here.
There is a lot of good here. And, you know, like I say, many byproducts come. How about the fact we've got 10 businesses outside the city of Detroit that we've selected to come downtown and show their wares on campus marshes? These are little businesses that are around Detroit somewhere outside the city. They're now coming down to display their wares, get customers to come to their stores. Boys and Girls Clubs of Southeast Michigan has designed the murals along our racetrack and their artistry classes as well.
Did the poster happen?
Yeah, right out the posters we got from the College of Creative Studies. So all of these linkages to children, but also college students, are tied into the businesses that we do here with also, and then back to the charities that we're going to help out tonight.
The fourth edition back here downtown, do you guys have it all figured out? Is the template there? You don't have to do anything and ride around on your moped?
Oh, I wish it was that way. We were up till about 11 o'clock working in Hart Plaza last night, getting it prepared, ready to go. It's never that easy. We're always waiting until the last minute, it seems like, to get things done. But the racetrack takes time to put up. We put up bridges. We put up walls. We put up signs. We have to divert traffic, right? We're concerned about the safety of our fans and our crews and our drivers. So those things all take time. But and there's, of course, some disruption of traffic. I heard the traffic report and these the road closures. But you know what? If it wasn't for the race again, we wouldn't have these benefits. And
right.
for that, I think we're all patient about it.
And, you know, you're the chairman of the Grand Prix, but you're out there. I mean, I remember a couple years ago there was like a crash or something. You're fixing the boards and you're doing it all yourself.
Well,
so
I
not
think,
all yourself. But
yeah,
you're there.
I'm pretty hands-on.
Yeah.
And, yesterday we had a hydraulic leak. A forklift dumped about 80 gallons of hydraulic fluids and such on our track. And guess who was out there with my team? I was, because you know what?
With why, your shop vac, you were just
yeah. Why watch them when you can chip in and do it and yeah. help them out? So it's an ethos of Penske. It's an ethos of Roger. If you go back to the Super Bowl, remember him shoveling the snow? I remember that, and I think people look at that and lead and learn, and I think that it helps my team also understand the hard work that goes into it. Mm-hmm. If I'm willing to do it, then they're willing to do it as well.
And there have been many successes. The Indy 500 was a success. This whole series has been a success. I just want to briefly ask you, we're talking about this race, of course, this weekend, but what's happening in Washington
yeah.
to celebrate the 250?
Yeah, I had an idea last July, and that was to bring a race to downtown Washington, D.C. to celebrate our country's anniversary. It was a dream. Could it ever happen? Probably not. It's going to happen August 22nd, 23rd, 85 days away, but who's counting? The most complex race I've ever done, the most complex race that probably will ever be done. We're racing along Pennsylvania Avenue, Independence Avenue, Constitution Avenue. Imagine racing at 190 miles an hour down Pennsylvania Avenue. We're going to do that.
And I'm reading the first race since 1801 when Thomas Jefferson celebrated the 25th anniversary with a horse race. So there's horsepower involved here, but it's a little different.
There's a lot of horsepower involved now, and I'm going to do a little stunt. I'm going to tell you this. You're the first one to know. I'm going to put four drivers in their fire suits on a horse and race down the National Mall and see who wins to celebrate our country's 250th anniversary. Wouldn't that be fun?
You have to have big ideas when you're in your job, and you certainly do, and thinks that the IndyCar 500 was unbelievable.
Oh, David Malukas.
Oh, he was right there.
Is he now America's sweetheart? That interview he did afterwards when he was crying, the emotion, the passion, the raw energy of who this young man is. He just turned 24 years old. He's in his first year at Team Penske. He's second in championship points, and he's become America's sweetheart.
Yeah, he's looking for that win. Maybe it's going to be here on home,
let's
home
hope so.
Track, right?
Let's hope so. It'd be great to bring Chevrolet a win here. We haven't brought Chevrolet a win here in 3 years, so it's time for them to get a win.
All right. Well, let's see what happens. Bud Denker, thank you for joining us here on the Focus Show. I appreciate seeing you every year. You're bringing the heat with that $100 million in economic development.
We're bringing the heat. Brett, we got the heat also based upon your weather forecast. It's going to be beautiful. Go to DetroitGP.com, DetroitGP.com. Still got tickets available for Saturday and Sunday. And come on down and enjoy this great weekend.
All right, Bud Denker, thank you so much. Nice to see you. Mike Parsons, thanks for having me.
Yeah, wow, it's over already, huh?
Yeah, I mean, this has been fun. It's easy to just talk about something that you enjoy and you like and you have history with, so I really appreciate it.
Right, I can tell you're definitely in your element. I mean, I've watched you cover the Grand Prix for years, and it's just like being in my living room.
The funniest part was you're like, follow me downtown, and we'll get there. And I'm like calling you on the phone, like, don't go that way.
I know.
Come over here. You didn't know where you were going.
I know. If we weren't on 375, I would have just waved you to you know what, next time I follow you.
I was about to leave you in my dust.
Yeah,
like a race car driver.
Yeah, I was looking at my rear view. I'm like, is she merging? I had to reverse follow you here.
Yeah, well, yeah. Good thing I got us here.
Yeah,
so I appreciate it, Paul W. Thanks for this opportunity. Thanks for all the support and everyone who sent me a card, a letter, a message. I really appreciate it. I'm accepting it. I feel it. I'm going to get through this.
And the picture I posted of you on social, people are so geeked to have you back.
Excellent. I appreciate it. Paul W., I'll see you at the studio.